And off we go. It is Wednesday. Welcome live to Drive Time. Drive Time with DeRussia on the air. Josh is in for Dan Cook. It's his birthday today. Dan Cook takes his birthday off. And I ran into Josh on the way to work at the gas station.
Yes.
How small is this community that you and I ended up at the exact same holiday gassing up at the exact same time today?
It's destiny, I think is what it
is. Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or we both just were out of gas and
yeah,
happened to be coming for the same part of time. Yeah. Pretty funny. What I think is not funny is the way that the president of the United States is dealing with an unbelievable tragedy with at least 1,000 victims of sex trafficking and sex abuse. That number, from President Trump's own Department of Justice just last week. And what today did Donald Trump call the Jeffrey Epstein story? A big hoax. It's a big hoax. Donald Trump is trying to make you believe what we all know is true. And that is that the rich protect the rich. The powerful protect the powerful. The government. I mean, do I think there's some giant conspiracy at the federal government to protect the elite? I do not. And also, I sure want to see the receipts. Today, the president called his own supporters weaklings. I want to play a little bit of what President Donald Trump said today. A little bit of what some of his supporters have been saying. And my question for you is, do you care? Do you care about the release of whether there's a client list or the whole files or whatever? Do you care about this story? 651-461-9226, because I do. And I didn't at first. At first, for me, this was tabloid sort of nonsense. And then as I started learning more about it and the depth of the depravity that the Department of Justice and the investigation that has gone on has found a staggering number of victims as part of a sex trafficking ring involving underage girls from all over the world. And to just turn this into a typical Donald Trump psych ops type thing where he's trying to take all of the people that have been saying that this is important, this is significant for months, and trying to say, no, you guys are weaklings. You're stupid. Talked about stupid Republicans today. Here's what the president said a little bit earlier today.
All this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. I'd rather talk about the success we have with the economy, the best we've ever had, and all of the things we've done, including the Middle East. I mean, you see it.
Well, of course.
Instead, they want to talk about the
Epstein
hoax.
Want to talk about the hoax. A little more.
That are really doing the Democrats' work. They're stupid people.
Will you ask Attorney General Pam Bondi to release more documents to finally put this controversy to bed?
You know, whatever's credible, she can release. If a document is credible, if a document's there that is credible, she can release. I think it's good. But it's just really,
I mean,
it's just a subject.
Right?
He's dead. He's gone. And all it is the Republicans, certain Republicans got duped by the Democrats, and they're following a Democrat playbook. And no different than Russia, and all the other hoaxes. They're started by the Democrats, and some Republicans, in this case, I was surprised, but they got duped.
But how
they got duped. You all got duped. Don't believe what we've been talking about for months. Don't believe it. You got duped. You're doing the Democrats' dirty work. Why can't we talk about the economy? What does this sound like? Every single politician in the history of the world that is involved in something that they don't want you to know about. This is, to me, so much more disgusting because we are talking about the victims of a sex crime. Man, the Republicans, and I see it in my own replies on social media, the goofballs of X who have decided I'm some sort of left-wing wacko that go into my replies. And what's the number one insult? The number one insult you see from the kind of cretins of the far right. I don't think this is from the general belief of people who are Trump supporters or on the far right. This is the cretins of the far right. And they call me a pedo. You're a pedo. Well, we are talking about a real pedo. Epstein found dead in his jail cell in 2019 after he was arrested on sex trafficking charges. Now there's question, did he kill himself? Did Donald Trump go in there and strangle him with his bare hand? I don't know. Is there a list? I also don't know. They've been talking about a list for a long time. There are people out there. The Department of Justice last week, in their review of the Epstein files, said there were 1,000 victims. So if you want me to believe that just Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein are the only people who are involved in this, give me a break. And you know it's not true. You know it's not true. This is one of the ultimate tests. Because part of me thinks, if you're a Trump supporter and you need a little bit more evidence to show that Donald Trump is not the most moral man in the universe. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I think there's been plenty of evidence out there. But this is, look, it's one thing to be a philanderer. It's one thing to be a misogynist. It is a next level to be involved. And I'm not saying that I think the president was involved. I don't know. What I'm saying is whoever is in these files, whoever is on whatever has been identified as a list that Attorney General Pam Bondi said she had right on her desk. Now, maybe it wasn't Epstein's notebook with like all of his favorite clients. Maybe it was. I don't know what it is, but this is so offensive to me. To compare this to the supposed Russian dossier is so insulting for these victims. It's so insulting. And the reality of this, as a texter says, Jason, this transcends left, right, red, blue, liberal, conservative. It's all of them. I think this is part of why so many of us look at the rich and the powerful and are like, to hell with these people. Because you know they would throw you under the bus in 2 seconds. Part of the appeal of Donald Trump as a candidate is he's always said, like, you know, I'm outside of that. And there's a great conversation with Chad and Major Garrett that talked about some of this today. So you should check out the Chad Hartman podcast and listen to that conversation with Major. Because Major made the point, look, Donald Trump, part of his appeal is saying he's so rich, he doesn't need this elite cabal. He doesn't need the protection of this sort of insider's club. He's for you. I don't know, man. You listen to that. Is he? Is he for you or is he for him? Is he protecting his powerful friend? I don't know. But it's a bad look. And it's disgusting to the people who are victims of this. We're going to break. Lots of feedback coming in. Your input, welcome. Are you buying this? Are you one of the weaklings? Are you one of the dummies falling for the hoax? Or are you as irritated as I am? 651-461-9226. We will play a little bit of sort of the dance that's going on with some of the biggest voices saying they want the release of the Epstein files. What should we call them? I mean, I don't want to be too pejorative here. The sycophants, that's maybe too judgmental. The right-wing influencers, that's maybe too soft. Megyn Kelly, the voice of reason today. We'll hear from Megyn Kelly in just a minute here on CCO. President Trump slamming his own supporters today. He's calling the Epstein situation a hoax, saying Republicans who fell for it are dumb, weaklings. On Facebook, Brian. We are streaming live on the WCCO Radio Facebook page. We are on the WCCO Radio YouTube page as well. You can follow along on X at DeRussiaJ. Same old story. Anything negative is always a hoax or place blame elsewhere. He's a master of it. Nikki on X saying they must be able to identify people in the video. Jonathan on YouTube, this is the grossest issue in America and the MAGA force is freaking out. So let's listen to some of that. Ben Shapiro, who is a right-wing podcaster, pretty significant voice in the Donald Trump and MAGA ecosphere. Here is what Ben Shapiro talked about it. So did Charlie Kirk. Sort of the same thing they've been saying. Here's what Charlie had to say.
Plenty was said this last weekend at our event about Epstein. Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. But let me just say this again. Everyone knows my opinion about the Epstein thing, the messaging fumble. I would love to see the DOJ move to unseal the grand jury testimony. I think that would be a big win. I would love to see that. And I'm going to trust my friends, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, my friend Pam Bondi, all these guys. I'm going to Todd Blanche. I'm going to trust them to solve it. Ball's in their court. I think that there was plenty of, let's say, speeches that were directed towards this topic this last weekend.
So here are these guys trying to, you know, often what these guys are talking about to me is nonsense. Like, it's a lot of nonsense. It's designed to stir people up. But in this case, what's interesting is their nonsense became really a rallying cry for a large part of the right. So now you see a decision point. Do you care about children who were victimized? Do you care about legitimate pedophiles? Or do you just care about your leader, that you will do whatever it takes to kiss up, to stay loyal, to stay in the in crowd? Megyn Kelly, former Fox and NBC journalist, still considers herself a journalist. Here is what she had to say today, basically calling out some of these guys as frauds.
I'm in a different business. I am in the journalism business. And my position is you can trust, but you must verify. And I refuse to be the CNN of Trump 2.0, where they just trusted the administration on Biden's mental acuity.
And I think that's the right approach here, that you can't trust what the White House is saying. And to me, this is, I don't know, it's more than a messaging fumble, because Donald Trump generally has pretty good instincts about this stuff. And so, Josh, when I see sort of the full court avoidance effort, which, you know, like, this does not play in the real world.
No.
So what is going on?
I think it's interesting, too, that the common thread of this whole back and forth has been, I don't know why everybody keeps bringing it up, but he somehow keeps bringing it up and just bringing it into the fold, even when, you know, maybe for an hour or two, media's kind of gone quiet about it. Not that they all collectively have. It's been one of the biggest talkers for the last couple of weeks, if not the last year. But it's, I get what Megan's saying, though. It's seeking out the, you know, the pinpoint information that we need to get when it comes to these stories, instead of just, I hate tying it to this, but it's kind of like we decimated the nuclear site compared to we didn't decimate the nuclear site. Like it's kind of like you guys talked about a couple weeks ago. Don't say something for voting points. Say it, like, tell us what we
just tell us the truth.
Don't have to beat around the bush.
Yeah, I think this, you know, and hopefully the Congress will do the right thing here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, can the Congress vote to tell the administration to release it? Perhaps. Perhaps that would be helpful. I have definitely moved from someone saying, like, I do not particularly need to see who is in this file. Mm-hmm. Well, now I certainly want to know what's in the file.
It's kind of steam now.
Now I want to know.
Already on that hill.
Yeah.
So.
Very good. Let's break.